Started.
Press gone. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love toward us. Thank you for your blessings you have showered upon us. Thank you for your strength that is working in us, giving us the ability to talk to you and prosper. Thank you all. Thank you for the doors you have opened for us. Thank you for giving us peace in our progress. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for destroying the works of darkness that were fashioned against us. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. Thank you for giving us understanding of your will, understanding of your plans for us. Thank you for guiding us through the right path we must follow to fulfill our callings and destinies. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the grace you have given to us to succeed easily, to achieve great things our human wisdom and strength cannot achieve. Thank you for those opportunities you have sent our ways. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Your powerful presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for establishing us in your truth, in your righteousness, so that we can become the person you want us to be in this earth. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for great plans you have for every member of this ministry. We thank you because you are going to fulfill those plans. Thank you, Lord, for mighty miracles we are about to experience. Thank you, Father. I ask you, Lord, that as we gather together in your presence to seek your face and to pray, O Lord, meet everyone at the point of their name. In the name of Jesus. Let our prayers tonight stand to your throne. And let them be answered in the name of Jesus. I ask that you strengthen everyone, energize everyone, empower everyone to pray and to prevail tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now we welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to sing some worship songs before we pray with prayer points. Every time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we declare that we love. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare, Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father. Hallelujah. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord Be the glory within He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Great the things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Great the things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Great things He has done. The great things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, oh Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How powerful, how powerful is your name, O Lord. How powerful, how powerful is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. O Lord, O Lord. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. Oh Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For everything you have done. Thanks. Thanks. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. For all you have done. We are so glad our souls have found rest. Oh Lord, We give you thanks. We give you all the thanks, thanks, thanks. Oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done. We are so glad. Our souls are found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. We sing, oh Lord, we sing, oh Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. Lord, you reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. You reign. You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign. God, you reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. God is a miracle. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. You are Yahweh.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Down is so warm. Down worthy, O Lord. You're so worthy. You receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are, and were created. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High, 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 all sufficient God. Most High, all sufficient God. Most High, dependable God. Most High, dependable God. Most High, God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God, glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing how great. How great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. sing with me, my dream. Is our God, and all will see how great. All the earth will see how great is our God. I begin to worship and bless his name. Adore him. Praise him. Magnify him. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship the bright and morning star, the Rock of Israel, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come, the King of Glory is his name, the Lord of Hosts is his name. He is El Shaddai, which means the Almighty God. Praise him. He does terrible things in righteousness. He makes impossible things possible. He controls times and seasons. He brings things out of nothing. Praise him. He's a faithful God. He's a God who is alive. A God who is everywhere. He's on his throne in the highest. He's in the heavens. He's in the earth. East, under the head, at the same time, he is right here in our midst, at the same time, worshiping. He is the revealer of secrets. Revealer of hidden things. For his eyes are everywhere. And nothing can hide from him. Worship him. Only him can lift up a man. And no one can bring down that man. Only him can bring down a man. And no one will be able to lift him up till he dies. Praise him. We worship you, Father. You are so full of mercy. So full of righteousness. So full of grace. So full of truth. We praise you, Father. You give strength to the weak, revival to the dying. You give health to the sick. We praise you, Father. You give life to the dead. They live forever. We praise you, Father. You open doors no man can shut. And you shut doors no man can open. We worship the Lord. You make all nations bow before you. You control the governments of nations. You have subdued all kingdoms under your feet, whether they are visible or invisible. We praise you, Almighty God. We praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We have given you praises and worship. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord for this prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you for the good thoughts you are thinking concerning me. Say, Father, thank you for the good thoughts in your mind concerning me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for thinking good thoughts concerning me. Thank you, Father, because all that is in your mind concerning me, they are good. They are not evil. Thank you, Father, because all the plans you have for me, they are good. And they are great plans. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, because you have no evil plans for me. Your plans for me, they are good. Your thoughts concerning me, they are good. Thank you, because even right now, you are thinking good concerning me. You are thinking about helping me. You are thinking about blessing me. You are thinking about fighting my battles. Right now, you are thinking about setting me free from all captivities. Thank you, Father, because you are thinking about healing my sicknesses. Thank you, because you are thinking about providing for my needs. Thank you, Father, for all your thoughts concerning me are good and great. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are going to thank him again. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for great opportunities you have placed before me. Great opportunities you have placed on my path as I journey through this world. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for great opportunities you have placed on my path as I journey through this earth. Say, thank you, Father, for I will rise into greatness through those opportunities. Thank you, Father, because I will fulfill my destiny through those opportunities you have set before me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you because you will give me a blessing that will satisfy all my needs. Say, Father, thank you because you will give me a blessing that will meet all my needs. open your mouth and begin to thank Him. They thank you, Father, because very shortly you are going to hand over to me a blessing that will meet all my needs. A blessing that will satisfy all my desires. A blessing that will take away scarcity from my life forever. They thank you, Father, because very soon you will hand over to me a blessing that will satisfy all my needs. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, because you are going to give me a blessing that will make me lack nothing forever. Thank you, Lord, because you are about to release that blessing into my hands. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to raise up the right hand. You're going to say, Father, let my life from today be under your open heaven. Say, Father, let my life from today be under your open heaven. Let it be that whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven at the same time. And whatever I lose on earth is loosed in heaven at the same time. Oh Lord, put my life under your open heaven. I begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand. Say, Father, put my life under your open heaven. Put each day of my life under your open heaven. Let it be that whenever I pray, I get answers immediately. Let it be that whenever I knock, the gate open instantly. Let it be that whenever I ask anything in prayer, to me instantly. Oh Lord, put my entire life under your open heaven. Put my entire life under your open heaven. My calling, my ministry under your open heaven. Put my marriage, my family under your open heaven. From this day onward, put my business, my career, under your open heaven. Let it be that whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven immediately. Let it be that whatever I lose on earth is loosed in heaven immediately. Oh Lord, put my life under your open heaven. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, teach me how to praise God acceptably through my voice, through my meditation, and through songs. Say, Holy Spirit, teach me how to praise God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. People who know how to praise God, they are always great people. You can go and study about that. Say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, teach me how to praise you. Teach me how to praise you through my words, through my thoughts, through my meditations, and through songs. The Father, teach me to praise you. Holy Spirit, teach me to praise God in an acceptable way. Teach me to praise God acceptably. Holy Spirit, teach me in the name of Jesus, so that my life can constantly be under open heaven. Holy Spirit, teach me how to praise God, so that my greatness will manifest with speed. Holy Spirit, teach me how to praise God. Teach me how to praise God in the spirit and not in the flesh. Holy Spirit, teach me how to praise God with everything that is in me. Holy Spirit, teach me how to praise God in my meditations and thoughts. Holy Spirit, teach me how to praise God through songs. Holy Spirit, teach me how to praise God through spoken words. Holy Spirit, teach me to praise God. And help me to praise God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, let your scriptures come alive to me every time I study and meditate on them. The Father, make your scriptures come alive to me. Make your scriptures reveal you to me. Every time I study them, every time I meditate on them, open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, make your scriptures come alive to me. As I set my eyes on them, make your scriptures come alive. Make your scriptures reveal your kingdom to me. Make your scriptures reveal your mind to me. Make your scriptures reveal your will to me. In the name of Jesus. Father, let it be that whenever I open your scriptures to study and to meditate, let them minister life to me. Let your scriptures minister wisdom to me. Let your scriptures minister knowledge to me. Let your scriptures minister to me. Let your scriptures minister directions to me in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, make your scriptures come alive to me every time I study them. If God answer this prayer in your life, you will enjoy studying the Bible. You will enjoy studying His Word. You will not forget to study His Word. You will pray for it. It will become your addiction. Because you know that every time you study, you get empowered from heaven. Say, Father, make your scriptures come alive to me. Make your scriptures come alive to me whenever I study and meditate on them. In the name of Jesus, let the life in your scriptures enter into me. Let the power in your scriptures enter into me. Let the fire in your scriptures enter into me. In the name of Jesus. Father, let the revelations in your scriptures enter into me. In the name of Jesus, let the transformation in your scriptures enter into my life. Let the strength in your scriptures, the healing, the deliverance in your scriptures, let them enter into me whenever I study and meditate on them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. If you want your life to be under open heavens, you must be very close to your Bible. You must think on it very frequent as every minute you are thinking on a particular verse in the Bible. Every minute, not every hour. Every minute. You are thinking upon every verse, every passage in the Bible. That is how to be under open heaven. If you want the realm of miracles to enter into your life and operate in your life, just keep on thinking on the Bible every minute. Keep on thinking on the scriptures every minute. And as you are thinking on it, keep on applying them to everything around you. You will start hearing testimonies of miracles. You just try. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, make Bible study and meditation my teacher. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, make Bible study and Bible meditation an addiction in my life. From this day onwards, open your mouth and pray like that. Holy Spirit, make Bible study and Bible meditation an addiction in my life. Let it be that I grow to the point where I can't do without thinking the Bible every minute. The Holy Spirit make me grow to a point where I can't do without thinking the Bible every minute of my life. Here on earth, make me grow to the point where I can't do without studying the Word of God and meditating on the Word of God every minute, every day. Help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. If your life is going to be under hope in heaven, you must be full of positive confessions, and your confessions, your words, the words that comes out of your mouth, must always be according to faith. Everything you say must be positive, must be scriptural, and must be according to faith. Because the language of heaven is the language of the language of faith. The language of heaven is a language of faith, which of course means is a language of the scriptures. So you're going to pray. If your confessions is not according to faith and is not always positive, you cannot really enjoy open heaven. You can't really open the heavens over your life. So you are going to pray, you're going to say, Holy Spirit, from this day onwards, make the confessions that comes out of my mouth be according to faith, be according to the faith, be according to the scriptures. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, make every word that comes out of my mouth words of faith from today onwards. Let every word that comes out of my mouth be then with faith, be full of faith, be full of the truth, be full of righteousness in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, make every word that comes out of my mouth line up with the will of God that is revealed in the Bible from this day onward, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, make the confessions of my mouth positive confessions, faith-centered confessions from this day onward, in the name of Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit, to confess even in the midst of unpleasant situations. Help me to confess faith. Help my confessions to be according to faith, even in the midst of troubles, even in the midst of scarcity and lack. Holy Spirit, help my confessions, my declarations, my conversations, my speech be according to faith at all times in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. The Holy Spirit, do not allow me to confess negatively. Do not allow me to utter any negative utterance, any utterance that does not agree with the will of God. Holy Spirit, do not let it come out of my mouth in the name of Jesus. coupon. Begin to say, I bind every utterance of fear. Every utterance that communicates fear, I bind them in my life from this day onward. In the name of Jesus, every utterance that communicates doubt and unbelief, I bind them in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, now, I want you to know that when we talk about open heaven, it has a lot to do with you than it has to do with God. Yeah. So in other words, it is you that is going to open the heavens. It is not actually God. Yeah, if you live your life according to the will of God as revealed in the Bible, you will open the heavens over your life. Yeah. Of course, God opens heavens, but the large percentage of doing that or of the manifestation of open heaven is going to be done by you. It's going to be determined by you. Yeah. So you're going to pray. Your life must line up with the word of God. Your attitude, your lifestyle must line up with the word of God. Once that is done, you have opened the heavens over your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to line up my life with your will. Help me to line up my life. Help me to connect my life with your will, with your standard, with your plan. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Pray like that. The Father, help me to line up my life with your will. Help me to line up my life with your word. Help me to line up my life with your standards as revealed in the Bible. Help me to line up my attitude, my character, my lifestyle with your will and standards. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. I hope you are praying. Don't let anyone deceive you. Don't let any ministry or any minister of God deceive you. Until your life is aligned with the word of God, you will not open the heavens over your life. Father, help me. Help me to line up my entire life with your word. Help me to line up my life with the truth. Help me to line up my thoughts with your truth, my imaginations, my emotions, my feelings. Help me to line them up with your truth, with your word, with your standard. In the name of Jesus, I want to live under your open heaven. Help me to align my life with your will. In the name of Jesus, help me to manage my life with your will. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. If you study the Old Testament, you will realize that whenever the children of Israel want to return back to God, God allowed their enemies to start to deal with them. And then they now want to return to God. What they will always first, what they always do first is to bring out the book of the law. They will go and bring out the book of the law, all those laws God gave them through Moses, and they will read all of them from the beginning to the end. That is, they will read from Genesis to Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. From Genesis to Deuteronomy, they will recite everything out. Yeah, they will remind themselves of the law God has given to them. Why? Because they know that divine interventions will come when human beings agree with the Word of God, when human beings line up their lives with the Word of God. So they knew that secret, even it's not even a secret. They knew that truth, even in the Old Testament days. So whenever they want to return to God, they will go and fetch the book of the law, and then they will recite everything. They will remind themselves, and then they will repent and return back to doing all the instructions God has given to them. And then what will follow will be divine interventions. So if you are looking for divine interventions, go and pick up your Bible from wherever you have placed it and read everything. Remind yourself of everything, even the ones you have read before. Read everything again and start doing them. Then you are going to see divine interventions. Don't let any pastor deceive you. If we don't follow the standard of God's kingdom, we will not get anything from God's kingdom. If we don't serve God the way our forefathers in the Bible, our forefathers in the faith, if we don't serve God the way they served God, we will not see the glory they saw. So don't let anyone deceive you, and don't deceive yourself. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to return to doing the things in your word I have not been doing. The things in your scriptures, in your commandments, I have not been doing. The Holy Spirit, help me to return with knowing them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You know those things in the scripture. scriptures you are not doing. So Holy Spirit, help me to return to those things in the scriptures that I have not been obeying in my life. Those instructions in the scriptures I have not been following. Those instructions in the Bible I have not been obeying. Those standards in the Bible I have not been obeying. Holy Spirit, help me to return back to obeying them, to doing them, so that I can experience divine intervention. So that I can experience divine touch. The Holy Spirit, help me to return. Help me to return. I hope you are praying. If you don't return, you will waste your time. You will waste your years. I'm telling you the truth. You have to return to doing the things the Word of God teaches and commands. The Holy Spirit, help me to return in the name of Jesus. So Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I want us to repeat that prayer point again. I want you to repeat that prayer point again. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to be fully obedient to every instruction that is in the scriptures for me. Every of your instructions in the scriptures. So Holy Spirit, help me to be fully obedient. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, help me to fully obey. Help me to fully obey every instruction, every command that is in the scriptures for me. Every instruction you have placed in the Bible for me, every teaching, every doctrine you have placed in the Bible for me, Holy Spirit, help me to fully obey them in the name of Jesus. Help me to fully obey them. Help me to fully obey them so that I can experience divine intervention. Help me to fully obey all those instructions in the Bible. All those standards in the Bible. All those commandments in the Bible, all of God's truth in the Bible. Holy Spirit, help me to fully obey them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help me to fully obey them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I discovered that more than 60% of Christians all over the world don't study their Bibles. mean, they don't study their Bibles at all. They only open their Bibles when they are in a church program, or maybe the scriptures was displayed on the screen. That is when they read the Bible. Do you know why? Because Satan don't want them to have divine interventions. Some Christians, whenever they want to study the Bible, they start sleeping. Do you know why? Because Satan don't want them to experience divine interventions. So Satan knows what will happen to you when you study and meditate on the Bible a lot. He knows what will happen to you. You know, Satan can see the invisible realms, since he's in the invisible realms. So he knows those things that will start coming from heaven into your life when you take Bible study and meditation very serious. So you're going to pray. Every spirit of forgetfulness that don't want you to study the Bible, that spirit must leave your life. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I cast out every spirit of forgetfulness that is making me to forget to study and meditate on the Word of God. Let me cast you out right now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Let me cast out every spirit of forgetfulness and every spirit of laziness that don't want me to study and meditate on the scriptures. I cast you out of my life. I cast you out of my head. I cast you out of my mind. I cast you out right now. In the name of Jesus. Cast out every spirit of forgetfulness that is making it difficult for me to remember to study and meditate on the scriptures every day. I cast out that spirit right now. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out of my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace and wisdom. Praying according to the scriptures. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace and wisdom to pray according to the scriptures. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. That I receive grace and wisdom to pray according to the Bible, to pray according to the written Word of God, to pray according to the understanding of the Word of God. Those that prays according to the Word of God, they always experience miracles in their lives. Because they know what the Word of God says concerning every situation. So they always experience miracles. So the question is, do you know how much of the Word of God do you know? How much of the Word of God about your situations do you know? How much of God's promises in the Bible about your situations. Do you know? Still, Father, give me the grace that I receive grace and wisdom to pray according to the Word of God, to pray according to the revelation of the Word of God, to pray according to the understanding of the Word of God, that I receive grace and wisdom. You might be a pastor you might have been a pastor for many years. That doesn't mean you have the revelation and understanding of the Word of God. You need the grace for that. You need wisdom for that. Say, Father, give me the grace. Give me the wisdom to pray according to the revelation of the Scriptures. Help me to pray according to the understanding of the Scriptures. Help me to pray according to your promises in the Scriptures. Help me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Be under open heaven. You must be able to pray without ceasing. You must be able to pray without ceasing. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. The people that pray without ceasing, they are always under open heaven. You must be able to pray without ceasing. There's a man of God that used to pray every 30 hours. I don't know if it's every 3 hours, every 4 hours. So, which means, let's say for instance, he prayed at 6 a.m. in the morning. He's going to pray again at 9 a.m. He's going to pray again at 12. He's going to pray again at 3 p.m. He's going to pray again to every 3 hours. He prays. Yeah, but that is not even enough, because the Bible says, pray without ceasing. That is, don't ever stop praying throughout the days of your life on earth. Don't ever stop praying. That is, let there be no time that you are not praying. Yeah, so how many of you are obeying that scripture? You're going to pray. The Holy Spirit, empower me to pray without ceasing, so that my life can be under God's hope on heaven. We need to pray about it. You need the power of the Holy Spirit to pray without ceasing. It's not possible through the flesh. It is not possible through human efforts. But it is possible through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit empower me to pray without ceasing. Empower my spirit man to pray without sin. Empower my inner man to pray without sin. So that I can live and function under hope on heaven. Empower me, Holy Spirit. Empower me, Holy Spirit. Empower my soul. Empower my body. Empower my spirit man to pray without ceasing, such that every minute, every second I am praying. Such that wherever I am praying. Whatever I am doing, I am praying. Help me, Holy Spirit. Empower me to pray without sin. Empower me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Some years ago, the Lord told me that He has hidden many great things in the place of prayer for Christians who want to pray. He said He has hidden a lot of things, a lot of powerful things, great things, beautiful things in the place of prayer. So, which means anyone that can't pray cannot have those things. Yeah, that was what the Lord told me then. Yeah, and then it also means anyone that can't pray for certain hours cannot have those things. Anyone that can't press hard in prayer cannot have those things. So those things have been reserved for those who can pray, for those who will pray. So you are going to pray. You must pray. You must pray. Yeah. Prayer is not an option. You must pray. Because there are many beautiful things that are waiting for you only in the place of prayer. And not just prayer, but consistent prayers. So I want you to pray that prayer point again. You're going to raise up your right hand. The Holy Spirit, empower me to pray without sin, so that I can lay hold of the blessings waiting for me in the place of prayer. Open your mouth and pray like that. So Holy Spirit, empower me. Empower me to pray persistently. Empower me to pray without stopping. Empower me to pray and to prevail in the place of prayer, so that I can possess my possessions. So Holy Spirit, empower me. If you can't pray, you can't possess your possessions. In fact, if you happen to possess certain things without prayer, you will lose them. You will lose everything to the devil. The Holy Spirit, empower me to pray without so that I can possess my possessions. kind to your farm. May power be done. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, maybe you don't know what it means to be under open heaven. I'm going to give you an example. Some men of God who went to the prayer mountain to pray. They have been praying for, I think they have been praying for 7 days. And they have been fasting as well. And then they wanted to break the fast on the last day. I guess they were very weak. You know, when you have been praying and fasting for 7 days. So they were very weak in their bodies to maybe to go home and go and eat. So they just said, they started mentioning the name of the food they want to eat. So then they will say, let this one appear. And that food appear. Immediately they said that. They said, let that one appear. So all the food they needed to eat to break that fast, those food appeared. Physically, this is not this is not fiction, or this is not imagination. It happened physically. So when you are under open heaven, you will just speak. Let this one appear. It will just appear. Yeah. So that is the benefit. In fact, when you are under open heaven, even your thoughts, you have not said, you have not spoken out your thought. Even the things you are thinking, maybe you are thinking, oh, I need this thing right now. And then it will just appear. And that is what it means to be under open heaven. So you are going to pray. You are going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say in the name of Jesus and let fire fall and consume every darkness that has covered my life, blocking my access to heaven. Then let fire fall. Destroy every darkness that has covered my life, blocking my access to heaven. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, let fire fall. 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 In the name of Jesus, let fire fall right now and destroy every cloud of darkness that is sitting upon my life, blocking my access to heaven, blocking the effectiveness of my prayers, blocking the effectiveness of my fasting, blocking the answers to my prayers. Let fire fall now and consume them all. In the name of Jesus. Let fire fall. I believe you're praying. Let fire fall and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. nor the benefit of being under open heaven is the fact that your eyes will be opened to see and understand the mysteries behind every situation, the mysteries behind everything in your life. When you are under open heaven, you will see the cause of your problems. You will know why certain things are happening in your life. And not only that, you will know what to do to put an end to them. You will know the secret behind everything going on in this world. You will know the root cause of problems, of situations, and you will know the solution to the problems. And I think everyone here wants to have that kind of grace. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Spirit of the Living God, come upon me. Make room. The mysteries behind everything happening in this world. The Spirit of the Most High God, fill me now, come upon me, fill me, and empower me to understand the mysteries behind everything going on in the world. Empower me to understand the mysteries behind every situation. Open your mouth and pray like that. So Holy Spirit, come upon me. Holy Spirit, in your name. Holy Spirit, in your name. Come upon me. In your name. Come upon me. In your name. Come upon me. In your name. Equip me with the ability to understand the mysteries behind the very thing happening in the head from today onward. Make me to understand, make me to discern the mysteries behind everything happening in the head. Beginning from my whole life, make me understand the mysteries behind everything happening in my whole life. In the name of Jesus, make me understand the mysteries that is controlling the situations in this world, in this earth. Holy Spirit, fill me and make me understand them all. Make me understand them all, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Not only that, you also need to be able to discern being, your wisdoms, that God placed in time for every problem in the earth. You need the grace, the ability to understand the solutions. Yeah. Before any problem will exist or manifest, God have already solved them. Yeah, it's just that we don't know the solution. Before any problem will happen, God have already solved them in time. So the solution is in time. And the solution is waiting for those that have eyes to see, to see Him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, come upon me now. Heal me and equip me to discern the solutions God has placed in time for every problem in this day. So Holy Spirit, new me now and empower me to discern, to know the solutions God has placed in time for every problem in my life, for every problem in my situations, in my environment, and for every problem in the earth. The Holy Spirit, heal me. Begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, heal me. Empower me to discern those solutions. Thank you, Lord. Empower me to see them. Empower me to know them. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, empower me now. And I hope you are praying this prayer. Empower me, Holy Spirit. Are there problems in your family? God have already solved them. But have you seen the solutions? You know the solutions. You know how to get the solutions. Are there problems in your lives? So you need this anointing. I don't know why some of you are not serious with this prayer. Are there problems in your marriage, in your marital life? Are there problems in your career? Are there problems in your finances? God have already solved them. But can you see the solutions? Do you know how to get the solutions? The Holy Spirit, fill me. You may not. Want me to defend the solution God have already placed in me for every problem in the earth. Empower me, Holy Spirit. No. Is the name of your name? Beyond the hope of heaven is to hear the voice of God. To hear the voice of God. Are you hearing God's voice? And are you sure that what you are hearing is actually God's voice? When you are under open heaven, you will hear God's voice and you will be sure that it is God. Many, many Christians are not hearing God's voice. Even the ones that claims to be prophetic. Yeah, even those ones that claim they have prophetic we are not hearing God's voice. Yeah, I know what it means to hear God's voice. Yeah, I know what it means to have one's life transformed after following that voice. So you're going to pray only if you can hear his voice. Your life cannot remain the same again. The voice of God produces transformation. So you're going to pray. Need to speak to Madame. Translate me into your realm where I will hear your voice clearly. We can say, Father, translate me into your realm where I will hear your voice clearly. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. There is nobody in the earth that cannot hear God's voice. Nobody, even unbelievers, can hear God's voice. There is nobody that can't hear God's voice. In fact, you don't even need to be to be baptized in the Holy Ghost before you will hear his voice. Anybody can hear God's voice. As long as that person has spirit in him or her, as long as that person has human spirit, anybody with human spirit can hear God's voice. Don't let anyone deceive you. You can hear God's voice. You can hear it clearly and audibly. The Father translate me into your realm. Hear your voice clearly. Translate me now. Translate me now. Translate me. Translate me. translated is to be supernaturally repositioned into a spiritual environment, into a divine realm that is beyond this physical realm. The Father translates me. You can be translating, and yet your eyes are open. You can be translated into the realm of God physically. You don't have to sleep. You don't have to be asleep. You don't have to be in a trance. In fact, it can happen as I'm talking right now. You can be suddenly translated into the realm of God, and then you start seeing things and hearing things. The Father translates me. Translate me into your realm where I can hear your voice very clearly and audibly in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Jesus' name, oh, we have been. Amen. You have been to pray. You cannot be living in vain. Beyond the hope of heaven. It is not possible. Sin is the weight. You know, heaven has to do with above. Yeah. So when heaven is open over your life as a Christian, you start flying. But when you are in sin, you can't fly. Sin is a weight. It will be sinking you downwards into hell, into deep darkness, into deep pollution. Pain will sink you downward. Yeah, it's the same way you tie a metal or an iron. You tie iron to something and then you throw that thing into the ocean. Because of the weight you have tied to that thing will not float, it will sink down into the sea. That is what sin does to anyone. It will keep sinking you down into deep darkness. So you're going to pray. Every habitual sin in your life must die. Every habitual sin, things that have become a habit that you do every time, anytime. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every sin in my life. It's not allowing me to live and function on the hope of heaven. Destroy them now, open your mouth and pray. Destroy them. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every habitual sin. Every besetting sin. Every sin that keep on occurring in my life persistently. Everything that I find myself committing persistently. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy this sin now. Until that sin is destroyed, you will go nowhere in destiny. Habitual sin is a destroyer of destiny. Habitual sin is a destroyer of calling. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every habitual sin in my life. I beneath them now. Put a hand to habitual sins in my life. I don't want to be a slave to sin. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. Help me to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, disconnect me from every emotional entanglement. That is blocking my spiritual growth. When I say emotional entanglement, I'm talking about relationships. Relationships you have with people. You need to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every emotional entanglement that is blocking my spiritual growth. Open your mouth and pray like that. You can also say, terminate every relationship I have with anyone that is blocking my spiritual growth. Terminate every friendship with anyone that is blocking my spiritual growth. Fire of the Holy Ghost, terminate them now. In the name of Jesus. Terminate every emotional connection I have with anyone that is stopping me from drawing closer to God. Holy Spirit, destroy that connection right now. In the name of Jesus. belong. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. One more prayer point. When you are Honda hope in heaven, you will not make mistakes. What heaven brings perfection. You will do everything perfectly. You will do everything correctly. You will prosper in everything. You will succeed in everything. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let my life be under your hope on heaven. Or perfection, or perfection in everything I do, or success in everything I do, or prosperity in everything I do. We need to pray like that. Father, let my life be under your hope on heaven. For perfection. Let it be that errors no longer have a place in my life. Father, let it be that mistakes no longer have a place in my life. Father, let it be that failures no longer have a place in my life. Put my life under your hope on heaven for perfection, for success, prosperity in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Three prayer points left. Are we to pray? You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that I have under your hope on heaven right now. Let me be healed instantly. Let me be delivered instantly. Because when there is hope on heaven, there is usually instant healings and instant deliverances. So you're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that I am under your hope on heaven right now. In this prayer session, therefore let my sickness disappear. Let my oppression disappear. Let my captivity disappear. Open your mouth and pray like that. Because of the truth, we are under open heaven right now. Begin to pray like that. Dear Father, I acknowledge and agree that I am under your hope on heaven right now. Therefore, let my healing happen right now. Let my deliverance happen right now. Let my healing happen right now. Thank you, Lord. Let my deliverance happen right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Oh, yes, praying. Amen. Two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do your work in me. Father, do your works in my life to increase my faith, to increase my spiritual strength, to increase my spiritual capacity. The Father, do your work in me that will make me grow in faith, grow in knowledge of you, grow in strength, grow in spiritual capacity. Begin to tell God. The Father, do your works in my spirit, soul, and body that will make me grow in faith, in strength, in wisdom, in revelation and knowledge of you. In divine experiences, in spiritual capacity. Oh Lord, do your works in me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You need to pray. You need to say, Father, let your hand pull me backward whenever, or maybe less friends, let your hand restrain me from doing anything that will alter your plans for my life. Whenever I'm about to do something that will alter your plans for my life. Oh Lord, stop me by your mighty hand. Restrain me by your mighty hand. Open your mouth and pray like that. is a very serious prayer. If Father, let your hand restrain me from doing anything that will alter your plans for my life, alter your will for my life. Let your mighty hand restrain me. Whenever I'm about to take a step that will alter your plans for my life, let your mighty hand stop me immediately. In the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand restrain me. Whenever I'm about to do anything or say anything or go anywhere that will terminate the future you have already prepared for me, let your mighty hand stop me immediately. In the name of Jesus. God's name, we are praying. Amen. We to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are grateful for your love and compassion toward us. Thank you for your help you have released into our lives. Thank you for your blessings we have received already. Thank you, Lord, for the provisions we have gotten from you at this time. Thank you for the answers you have released to our prayers. The answers to our prayers you have released. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified, be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that all the prayers your people have prayed in this place tonight, by your mercy, answer them all in the name of Jesus. Do mighty works in the lives of your people. Such mighty works that will shock everyone that sees it. Let those mighty works begin now. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the miracle you have been expecting shall now form in your life. In the name of Jesus. The miracle you have been waiting for shall form in your life, shall appear in your life. In the name of Jesus, the future that God has set for you, that God has prepared for you, shall be the future you receive and experience. In the name of Jesus, every evil hand that wants to pull you down from the platform, from the position God has placed you, I cut them off right now. In the name of Jesus, the Spirit of God shall overshadow your life. The power of God that transforms your life. And you shall be equipped to fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus. The gates of hell shall not prevail over your soul in the name of Jesus. Henceforth, Satan shall not rule over you. You shall rule over sin. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen.